Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And going to the Lightship, probably about a quarter till. We always clear the date, so let's clear the date today, which is September 30th, 2017. So here we go. Releasing this energy from everybody. Remember, the energy of the days from every year, going back to the get-go, they copy and paste things, and you can feel awful on that day because something that could have happened 40 years ago. So here we go. Let's clear the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feels like a day of war to me. I'm feeling military energies. We'll see if anybody can comment if anything was going on maybe this week or something. Last week, I mean, for the upcoming week with war stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Still there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 20, 1, 2, there, just left. So there we go. Okay, let's energize a light being or beings on your monitor screen. We're bringing the male energies. And you're going to feel this wonderful peace energy coming off of your monitor screen into you and in your room that you're in. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you happen to have three of the light beams up, some people do that. So we'll energize the...
Ron will be right back, everybody. He is, I think, activating the light beams right now. Choose healing of some issue, emotional or mental issue that you might be going through now, for when he comes back, and he'll clear that off as well. He always does that at the beginnings of the shows.
Okay, I'm back again. I don't know what happened. Where was I?
You were activating the light beings.
Okay, here we go. So here we go. Bringing in the male energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll do two more light beings. Some people have three of them up. I may have the non-gender and the female, so let's activate those for you. And if you want to do that, and, you know, you're now going to your computer to change things, you can do that too. They'll be activated once you get three light beams up. So here we go. We'll activate the non-gender. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll activate the female. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? And if you have a situation happening, going on a timeline that you're experiencing that you don't like, and things are happening in your life with that, let's release that one timeline. Then it'll be up to you to release more of them. At least I can give you some peace from the one that you're looking at, viewing, connected to right now. So here we go. That's why you do timeline crashing. So releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll bring Ann on tonight. Are you out there, Ann? And it looks like we'll see if we get some comments on today's data. There's any like military maneuvers or energies of war from the past that's being copied and pasted on us. So back to you. Are you there, Ann? Maybe you're on mute.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm back.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron, for doing all those clearings that you do for us always at the beginning of the show. Everyone appreciates that, I'm sure. And I reminded everyone to have something they wanted healed that was emotional or mental ready for you to clear. And the same goes for later in the show when we go to the light ship. You'll want to be prepared to request your physical healing. So the light being doctors will work on you effectively and know what it is you'd like to have done. The BBS fast chat button will link you to the pictures of the three light beings if you'd like to put those up for yourself. It's the male light being, non-gender light being, and female light being. Or you can always access them right on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And we're already getting requests for rooms that people want to visit tonight. So go ahead and keep sending those in. I know we missed one or two last week, so if you're listening and you didn't get your room last week, send it in again. And you can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com or by message on the BBS Fast Chat. So we had a wonderful day of healing today, Ron, with you put healing light codes into the paint on our walls. And it was such a wonderful, really fun call. And we have a lot of feedback about it, and people wrote in to tell you how they felt about it. Oh, I wanted to just ask you something interesting, Ron. You mentioned war energy, and of course there are battles going on, you know, unfortunately, with aliens all the time, and a lot of people are enlisted into the special forces. And one person had a question that they were enlisted fairly recently in one of your more recent enlistments, but they haven't really felt anything. And they're just concerned, I'm definitely enlisted, you know, is their question. And I know I often don't feel things, so I don't think that's anything to worry about, Ron, but I just wanted your reassurance for the person on that.
Yeah, you may not feel anything. And then you may feel a lot. It all depends, you know, kind of how it is there. I don't know. Let's ask the listening audience if, you know, maybe there's a half a dozen people or more listening who might just be able to send us something, how they feel or if they know about the battles happening. So that'd be interesting to find out. So, yeah, if you could do that, that'd be great. But, yeah, some people don't feel. I think most people who are enlisted actually do feel something. And they feel great afterwards. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Well, right. And, you know, I wasn't clear there. I feel stronger and more protected than I ever have before. When I said I don't feel things, I guess I meant I don't have, luckily for me, too many experiences, any experiences really of the actual battles. So, hopefully that's helpful. Okay. Thank you, Ron. And yes, that is interesting to hear from people who are enlisted about what they see happening. So I'm going to read some of the responses that came in and testimonials about the call today. Hi, Ron. Writing to you as the call is still going. My rooms are complete. Thank you so much. My whole home feels alive and energetic. During the first room, I swooned when the energy came in. Now my body feels energized, like it's receiving a healing from my walls.
Yeah, that is very accurate, yes.
Yeah, somebody on the call today said they felt actually a little dizzy. So I guess that's similar. And another one. Hello, Ron. I bought my house from a nice man. Found out at the closing that he had bought it in a foreclosure to fix up and resell. The unfortunate people who lost the house damaged it before they left. My house really needed this creation lightship upliftment. The removal of the death barcodes and now having healing light codes in the walls equals a comfortable, peaceful house. Thank you.
That's great. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, because so that poor house was beaten up a little. Okay. We got some testimonials about the healing you did last night as well, but I'll stick to the paint ones for now. Ron, thank you for this wonderful gift. I had a problem with one room, which was number 5. This is a room I have not been able to go into for the last 12 years. Going in, I would feel a tightness in my chest and had trouble breathing. Now there is nothing but peace in that room. This room had been used by my late husband as a meditation room. I am feeling absolutely at peace. Thank you for this and for today. It's going to be very difficult now to leave my home as I feel peace as if on the light ship. Thank you again.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, so that's wonderful because now this person has a bigger house.
Yeah, so now you have a bigger house.
She's got another room.
That is cleaned out. That's wonderful.
Right. Here's another one. Ron said that rooms 4 through 6 were particularly rough. As I was going upstairs out of my basement to room 4, I tripped up the stairs and fell. I'm okay, though.
Oh, no.
Room 6 was heavy. I got a stabbing pain inside my right leg. Nothing happened like this before, so I sprayed my pants immediately. Ron had, I'll just interject that Ron invited us to charge up a spray bottle of water in case we wanted to spray our walls on any particular place that had a problem or was weird or had off energy. So this person used that water to spray her pants, which was a great idea. Pain went away. This is a guest bedroom with lots of coats, old bills in the desk drawer, etc. I did this room 2 times. When you hit room 17, this was my 3rd time in my basement office area. I got really sleepy. I expend lots of mental energy here, so I think that was a good way to notice the bad energy had left. At the end, you did my horse stall barn and my riding arena. Yay, those felt great. And I sprayed every room with the misting water just because. Thanks.
Oh, that's cool. Great.
Yes, that is wonderful. Did you enjoy doing the call, Ron?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yes. Uh huh.
Good. Yeah, it was really great. Okay, there's another one. Today's paint codes. Thank you, Ron. It was a little adventure being 6 a.m. here in Oz, Australia, and not wanting my family to know what I was doing. Perfect timing. I had to sneak into 2 bedrooms as family members were sleeping. In the master bedroom, I felt the most energy come out of me as still have remnants of a master attunement living in me. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Good.
So I think, Ron, and you can add to this if I'm correct, that you are putting light codes in our walls, but it's in our homes and we're there. So, for instance, with that person, they were also getting a healing somewhat in their bodies. Is that right?
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And another person wrote in, "Hi, Ron. The house feels so much lighter and peaceful, almost like the openness of outdoors, but protected." That's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sound of that. And another one, wow, I am so happy with the incredible change in my house energy. There was a lot of negative energy here, and now it is so much more positive and peaceful. The children are happier and getting along better, and I have been sleeping more peacefully as well. Thank you. Thank you for your efforts to help us in so many ways.
You're welcome. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. There's another example of, not just our physical homes are being affected. Okay. So a person who was absentee on the call today, my apartment feels lighter. Thanks. Only ceiling and door trim, not many walls. a few people said that, and I think it's still great to have that, to have, you know, come on the call and had those parts activated. Okay, let me just see if there are any more. I think that might be it on the, yes, that's it on the paint code testimonial so far, Ron. I'm sure they'll continue to come in.
Okay.
And then someone sent in, thank you very much, listener. The history for war stuff. 1941, it was actually yesterday and today, there was a horrible massacre of a lot of Jews by Hitler.
Ah, okay.
So that's probably what was going on. So on last night's show, you also did an amazing healing for us where you allowed us to choose a year in our younger days that we felt very good and healthy, and also put us on the light ship into the oxygen room for 2 hours. And that was, speaking for myself, really wonderful. And I want to read some testimonials about that. Past time of good state, of a good state. On Friday night, when you enabled us to return to a best state of health and well-being, really worked for me. I went back to 2013, when after a physical detoxification and strict diet program, I was feeling at my best. I had almost forgotten how light and easy to move I had been. It was amazing to recall that and feeling it and live while in this body. You made 3 years of dedicated work on that wellness program return instantaneously. It lasted until tonight, but I still feel very healthy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it that was really wonderful, Ron, and special. Oh, another light code testimonial just came in. My house energy feels peaceful now after the light codes were put into the paint. Many people have lived and visited here, so like you said, if walls could talk, now they can't. I'm glad for that. That's really good. Okay. And another testimonial. Hello, Ron. Thank you for the two-hour using and receiving oxygen healing you gifted us with on last night's show. My body is altered and refreshed. I look forward to the continuing upgrades that I know I will notice. Every CLS healing works 100%, and sometimes the results take time for me to notice. I woke up to a memory of a bed I had had years ago. I took that as a prompt to clear that energy from my body. No other reason I can imagine that I would have had that random memory other than my body and or spirit needing to release something. Any thoughts about that, Ron?
Well, yeah. Sometimes when things get cleared out, you actually maybe physically see it leave you. So that's what some people comment on. They go, well, I never even remember this thing, but I saw it leave me and you know, I'm like waving it goodbye, you know, that's what can happen.
Okay, very interesting. And so, and last night somebody wrote in, they are yippee in 1969 and 18 again. Thanks, Ron. Dancing to Neil Diamond. That's great. Okay, and I think there's still one more. All right. Okay, maybe not. Maybe that's all the testimonials for now, but that's okay. Keep sending them in if you were on the call today. There's no hurry. I know it sometimes. And in fact, people might want to send in a second one because it might, you know, they might have more insights next week. Okay, someone has a question, Ron. I'll move on to some more emails about the auric field protection, which is part of the nano cell detox clearing. Can we do that one, the auric field, for someone else that's not on, not the name we bought the clearing for?
No, you have to buy the name for, the name goes with the person. So, yes, you have to have the name for the person that you're buying it for.
Right.
It may be your name that you're using your PayPal card for, but when you enter the name in, it has to be that person's name.
Right. So good. You know, we just needed to make sure that was clear. So last night, also, somebody wrote in about clouds. We had a little discussion about how the clouds have changed and what they look like with a person looking out the window. So somebody sent in, speaking of music from the 60s, a Joni Mitchell song called The Clouds. Now I just lost the title of it. But they sent in all the lyrics. I've looked at clouds from both sides now. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Want to start reading it because I might be tempted to start singing it, and nobody wants that.
Uh-huh.
But it was a good song, but it really does speak to that, you know, now the clouds have changed. They block the sun, and they're not so great anymore. So thank you, listener, for sending that in. And if somebody wants to read the words and maybe needs to clear something, we'll have to.
It would be interesting to see. Maybe if somebody had wood walls or like in a mobile home or something where it was maybe paneling, if that seemed to work very well. I'm just curious. For me, it worked good having some wood around because I can feel the energy of the wood. But I would imagine that worked, but you know, when I went into the call, it was just strictly for paint, but things change, you know. Anyway, we'll see if anybody has a room with wood in it, if that feels much better. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, and someone did mention on the call today that they felt the energy was going into some wood walls. So, yes, hopefully, somebody said that, somebody else will add to that. Okay. Going on. Apparently on a show that I must have missed this as well, I think it was on Michelle's show on Wednesday, somebody talked about using a healing to help them get up early in the morning, and a listener is asking, what was that? I can ask Michelle and try to find out, but maybe somebody remembers what that is. And, because that sounds like a great thing. Oh, and someone sent in a reminder. We've been talking a lot about the cellular mental clearing recently. And it is part of the Mind Matrix bundle, if anyone's interested. And all the information about the bundles of healings that Ron offers are on this BBS Fast Chat page. There's a lot of information on there. Also, an older testimonial, Ron, from the black mist clearing you did on the air. Thanks for removing black mist energy. Feel like I can breathe for the first time in a couple of days. A thick shroud lifted. Air is light and refreshing now. Thanks. And just to remind everybody, the black mist clearing is a free healing also that Ron gives on his website, creationlightship.com. So you're welcome to go and do that anytime, especially if it worked for you. That one time Ron did it as a sample on the show, you'll probably want to give that a little more time. And a placenta call testimonial, Ron, that's been, I guess, almost a month ago or around a month ago. And as I always say, it takes some time sometimes to know how you've been affected. So somebody wrote, is it possible that ever since the placenta call and removing the death barcodes, that friends who may be soul family, I'm finally able to get them out of my life?
That's good. Cool.
That is right. And a question about the mind matrix clearing. Could I do the mind matrix clearing to clear falling into different timelines when I go to sleep? Thank you for all you do.
Boy, that's interesting.
Very.
Yeah. Don't know what to say on that one. Boy, that's very, maybe somebody's already tried that. That sounds great.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Is the mind matrix, I know you've explained the cellular mental really well recently, and is the mind matrix sort of program that we're in?
If you remove that, maybe?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would say that'd be correct, yeah.
Okay. And... okay. Just a reminder, sometimes people write to us on the fast chat and we can't answer them if they don't give us their email address. Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, for sending in the room requests. We're getting a lot of those. Okay. Another question. Best follow-up clearing for after the century clearing. My understanding is that the century clearing clears genetics. Would the seven-generation clearing support this? If not, what clearing would?
Okay, the seven-generation gets rid of a lot of your past life emotional stuff. So what's the question, Anne, about the seven-generation one?
Would that be a good follow-up to having done the century clearing? And if not, are there others you recommend?
Well, the seventh generation works with the whole lifetime clearings. So you normally do a seventh generational clearing. You know, naturally, it's after you do the whole lifetime one. Okay. So don't buy it unless you do your whole lifetime, because you're just wasting your money. It'll just clear one issue at a time, and that's, you could be on that for 100 lifetimes, you know? So don't buy it unless you do your whole lifetime clearing first. And then if you have an issue, maybe you have pain in your body, you do the pain body clearing, you do entities, you do different things, and you still have pain, and you sort of know that maybe your parents had pain in the same location, so do your grandparents, then you do the seventh generational one for pain. Other than that, it may not be needed. Some people do it because they know they have a little issue, but maybe not a big one, and they get relief. And so typically the first one through seven is what you would probably wish to do, because that goes back, maybe a few generations there. You know, you got seven generations, so that's, what do you figure, like 30 years per generation maybe? So you're going back probably about 200 years. Remember, the mindset is what you're dealing with on people. So, you know, if you're 200 years, is probably very adequate to go back, because some things you're still using today that they created, you know, 200 years ago. Then if it's really deeper than that, then you can do more. But remember, it's what people thought at that time. So the first generation, you know, may go back, let's just say 30 years from now. So maybe you go to your second and third generation, where your parents maybe were born, maybe your grandparents were, you know, going to conceive. Maybe you go back four generations, because that goes through one through seven. So now you're dealing with your grandparents' issues. So, you know, their issues could be very similar to what's happening today with you, because they still had, you know, newsprint back then, and they're reading things, and they had books, so they did have communication, you know, with the masses. Now, if you go, the second one goes from, you know, I think 8 through 15, I believe, or 8 through 14 or something. So what happens is when you do the next one, that is not that closely related to you, because maybe they didn't have all that information like you have today. So it'll be a different mindset. So maybe today we have cars, you know, and maybe back in the, 1800s we had horses. So if you had, if your relatives had an accident on a horse and hurt themselves, that could possibly transfer from their time frame to your parents, we'll say, and then to you, and now you have car accidents. So, because you're on something that's above the ground. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, great, Ron. Yeah, that's very helpful. It's really nice to have those seven generation healings to do a little extra. They're attached to almost every, if not every, whole life healing that you have. So if you do, say, a clearing, you know you need, like, the sensory body, but then you feel like, wow, that just doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm still struggling. The seven generation is there for you, on most of them anyway. So as we've been talking, Ron, we have a couple of more testimonials that came in I'd like to read. Paint light code call. I was absentee for the light code call today. While I was out, everywhere I went, the now timeline of light went with me. I found a restaurant with the best food I've ever eaten and a whole neighborhood where everyone felt real and alive. This has happened before when I'm absentee on the calls. A whole new world opens up. Now that I'm back at home, the house feels settled and solid. Very cozy. Thanks. Excuse me.
Great, yep.
And another one. Ron offered extra healing and light codes for some of our difficult rooms, so I brought my light being and phone into my stepdaughter's room, who has Bibles, religious books, and praise in there. Those walls got a triple treat of light codes. When she moved in there, she took away the light code activated photo of Jesus I bought from you, because she didn't like the energy or that depiction of Jesus. I wonder what she will do now that the walls are all light coded with peace. Maybe a move is in her future. Thanks, Ron.
Okay.
Very interesting. Okay. Now, sorry, looking for some more. So we have two people have written in about health issues, Ron, or wanting, you know, a little more help with specifically what to do. Now, I know we're going to the light ship tonight, so it's something they can ask for help with there. But in both cases, they're, I don't know. I guess they're wondering. I don't want to go into the specifics of what is happening with the people, but I guess it's they're doing healings, and they're wondering, you know, what else can I do? Like, or am I missing something? So I don't, you know, maybe some people can write in who have, you know, overcome some things that were a problem to them, or they're 90% better and 10% of something just won't go away. They're very getting so much out of the healings, both these people, you know, and it's really helping them, but they still feel like they're struggling with something physical. So can you talk about that maybe a little bit, Ron, for people?
You just need to know that there may be another clearing that you might need that may not be too obvious to you. So what do you do about that? What I would do is maybe the self-empowerment clearing, and just see which one of those, because you have like 38 of those on there, I think, and just see which one may help you out. Because you never know what, you know, which one you're missing. And the darkness won't tell you which one you need. And they may just block you from having that one clearing, even though you may have had quite a few of them. You may think, well, I feel good. I did all these clearings, but something isn't right. You know, what do I do? I should have had it cleared, but it didn't get cleared. Then do the self-empowerment one and see how that works for you. Because you may find one of those clearings may be what you need to get, and then you can get the special clearing if you don't have a whole lifetime one listed to do that for you. So that's the best thing that I could offer is the self-empowerment one. And, you know, just make sure you're covered, you know, listen to the archives and find out which one you have really covered to make sure that, you know, you didn't miss one. Like, you know, if you have pain, you want to do entities along with that. So anyway, I think you'll probably disclose it, find out what it is. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, let me see if it's time yet to go to the light ship. Almost. I'm just putting, making note of the rooms that people are requesting. So if you, again, if you want to send your requests in, please do to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also just to remind everybody, next Saturday is the beginning of Ron's monthly calls for the month of October. That's Saturday the 7th at 1 p.m. That's the Ascension call where Ron will charge 7 bottles of water for us. And then the next day, the 8th, is the first of the 3 7-hour calls. It's already been posted on Ron's website at the top, and you could still sign up for the course. Sign up. You could sign up 5 minutes before it starts if you'd like. All that information is on the website as well. So it's more of the wonderful healing that we'll be experiencing when we go on the light ship. It's just one day too early for October birthdays, Ron. We'll save that for next Saturday. And someone is asking, could you suspend mind interference of the body briefly? Is that possible?
Mind interference of the body.
I'm wondering if they're thinking of the on the Monday show when you turned off the cellular mental body for us.
No, I might do a special call for that, but no.
Okay.
I might do another call if people want that. I'll do maybe a Saturday call, but, you know, right now I'm doing stuff for the expo coming up here in New York. So,
that would be great. Maybe that will turn into a special call one day. And we do appreciate people letting Ron know what really worked for them and what they enjoyed and would like to, you know, have done again. So do keep writing it in. And you know, we'll keep making note of that, and, you know, as time permits, Ron will do some more of these calls. I think everybody enjoys them, Ron, and appreciates you doing them. Okay, and see, okay, I'm still getting great, lots of requests in. Thank you, people. Oh, good one. And okay, I think that's it, Ron. Maybe it's a good time to go to the Lightship now.
Okay, so this only works live when you're listening to the BBS radio show, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So here we go. Think of the rooms that you may wish to go into, and you can send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We do have already a listing here of quite a few rooms, but we'll see what happens here. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So here we go, going up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And looks like we're looking at the hot tub room first. Here we go, going into the hot tubs and request your healings. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into another location. We got the butterfly room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And request your healing maybe every 20 seconds out loud. Remember, you can't do it in your head because that's darkness. That won't be recognized at all with the light beings because you're in a whole different energy system. They don't go into darkness. Here we go, rainforest room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we got the golden eagle room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into the dragonfly room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the centrifuge room is to release energies that are a little stubborn, that a little hard to get out. In fact, there is a clearing, I think a whole lifetime clearing for that. If you do have a situation, you may want to try that. We're talking about that earlier, the person who had still issues going on. And you may want to do that, the reoccurring event clearing, too. That could be a possibility. So let's go into another room here. We got the bald eagles. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And looks like we have maybe one more room we'll go into. And I want to go into one of the crystal rooms, so your choice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll come back on the Lightship now and getting your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming back down, and I'll count to 5. You're going to be back into the zero time on the alien timelines. Right now you're out of time completely. Time does not exist in source energy. So here we go. Coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Anne, so back to you.
Thank you so much, as always, for that trip to the Lightship. Everyone really enjoys that. Okay, another testimonial about today. I really liked that the listener sharing that they listened to 60s music. Oh, this is actually in reference to the healing of last night, the using. I like that music, too. So tuneful. This morning I remembered a couple of songs that I used to enjoy. I found them on YouTube and played them. Definitely a result of last night's youthing healing you did. As I was singing along, though, I noticed that I really don't care for some of the words and sentiment of the lyrics. So I entered them into the natal barcode and alien keyword intercept clearings. Okay, so if anyone would like to write in any more of their experiences from healings or from what happened today or last night, we would appreciate that. And Ron asked for anyone who's enlisted to let us know. Maybe you feel, as I do, extremely more powerful and more protected when you go out and about in your life since you've become enlisted. I know that's a very big thing for me. I know one person who changed which country they were aligned with or group of people. I guess it's connected to countries. And really noticed an energetic shift with the switch that they made. So it's an interesting thing. But I would again say that the person doesn't have to worry if they're not feeling anything. You're definitely enlisted if you were on one of Ron's enlistment calls. So is there anything else, Ron, that you want to share with us before we close our show tonight?
No, we'll be doing the light codes into your skeleton bone system, we'll say, into your bones. That'll be probably maybe could be end of next month or the next month, you know. So it could be in October at the end or maybe sometime in November. So we'll see. I just don't know yet.
Right, right.
It'll probably be in November. So back to you.
Right. Oh, and Ron, we could talk about the expo that you're going to in New York in October. Just to let people know who are on the East Coast, Ron's going to be at the New Living Expo in New York City. And let me just see if I can pull up that the information on the dates. And that's a wonderful opportunity to go into the healing chamber that Ron sets up so that you can actually experience the Creation Lightship Source Energy in person and live, not to mention you can meet Ron live, and I'm sure you'll be doing some talks while you're there, Ron, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yes. So I'll be at the expo the last weekend in October.
Right, it's at the end of the month. So, and I know some people have already written into us that they're going, and it's the, of course, just now I'm looking, can't find it. It's New Life Expo, I believe. So, if you can go, either to drive in to go for one day, or I know some people even fly, you know, across the country and from other countries to see Ron. It's really a wonderful experience. And I guess as you know, Ron, what talks you're going to be giving and what the subjects are and when they are, you will let us know, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And someone said that I really hope this is true, let's see how well we sleep tonight. Maybe the aliens won't like the peace energy in our walls and stay out.
Yeah, you never know.
It surely will help.
Yeah, it feels great, yeah.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in about a physical healing, answering the other person or people with the issues. I have been using the clearings on a long-term physical issue that happened long before I knew about Creation Lightship. I have been pulling out all the stops on it, and that's my first advice. If you have an entrenched physical issue, it has probably gotten involved with many parts of your life you wouldn't expect. A few things that have made a big difference for me. One, if you can, get on Ron's monthly 7-hour calls. They keep you up on the lightship all month. The changes that makes are cumulative and total. Two, do the Body Jumpstart Bundle and get as many of those clearings, whole life, unlimited, as you can. Three, run the timeline crashes 24/7. Do all 7 timelines, regular, sideways, upside down, tangent, invisible, vortex, and muscle memory. Run the spirit integration 24/7. Hope that helps. Yes, I think that's terrific. Thank you. And I would add, I just mentioned that Ron has a light infusion chamber at the expos. There is also a whole life healing light infusion chamber on the website that is another thing that somebody might want to add into that arsenal so that they're in really good health, physical health. So thank you very much for that, Light Beings. I mean, that help to the other listener. Okay, Ron, let's see. Okay, the program for the expo is online, somebody said. And I believe it's posted on the BBS Fast Chat information page, and you can look for that there. So back to you, Ron.
Okay, so we could maybe do a clearing of some type for people. What do you think we should be doing? Any idea?
Let's see, everyone, I feel like everyone's very at peace. Let's see, do we have any aliens around us? Since a person mentioned maybe the aliens will leave us alone tonight, should we maybe clear some aliens out in case they're in any of our homes?
Okay, so here we go. Let's do the alien to light one. So here we go. Let's start that. I'll count to 100. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll get the aliens released here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Remember, they're stuck like we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. So, this is great.
Did a lot of them go?
Yeah, it felt like it, yeah.
Oh, good. Good. So I'm seeing more and more really good night's sleep for everybody tonight. How about, you know, just we talked about the feeling body, I think, clearing last night, but I don't know if we did a sample of that. How about doing a sample of the feeling and maybe the sensory body, Ron? We haven't done those in a while.
Okay, so here we go. Think of one of your maybe healing feeling issues that you have. Maybe you have to think of something for me to clear it. I just can't clear something just in general. So think of one of your feelings that maybe upsets you or a feeling that makes you feel wonderful. Either way, they're out of balance. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And sensory body, that's sort of how you pick up stuff, feel things, or maybe not feel things, but how your body senses it. So let's do that. Maybe the same issue that you have. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I could do an orb clearing, maybe the I'll clear away a black orb if you have any orbs floating around you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and maybe we'll do a gray orb. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So I guess we'll end the show here. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, so thank you for listening tonight. Thank you, Anne, and thank you, ladies behind the scenes. So bye, everyone. Blessings.
Bye, Ron. Thank you.